ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help businesses of all sizes think beyond today so they can find more success tomorrow. ADP, always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, December 14th. I'm Danny Lewis for the Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. The holiday season is upon us, and for many parents, that means having your kids write up their gift wish lists. But these days, a lot of kids aren't asking for toys. What they really want is virtual cash.
Kids spend a lot more time online than older generations, and it's very social. So when they're decorating their avatar to look a certain way, it's not just for their own personal enjoyment, but it's because they're interacting with their friends.
Our reporter, Sarah Needleman, has been covering the many digital currencies used in popular video games like Roblox and Fortnite. On today's show, she'll explain how parents can use these to teach their kids budgeting skills and maybe even save a little money on presents. That's after the break.
Today's podcast is brought to you by GlobalX ETFs. The technology landscape is changing before our eyes. Is your portfolio keeping up? Visit chartingdisruption.com to explore our interactive guide to the trends, technologies, and bold ideas shaping markets.
All kids know that certain holiday presents come with telltale signs about what's behind the gift wrapping. Action figures have a particular shape thanks to the molded plastic, and everyone knows what Lego boxes sound like when you shake them. But kids these days aren't asking for physical toys as much. What they want is digital money to spend in their favorite video games. And sure, to them it might be for fun, but can Roblox and Fortnite also help them learn how to manage their finances? Sarah Needleman covers interactive entertainment and social media for the Wall Street Journal. She's here to explain. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Okay, let's start with the real basics. This isn't about kids getting into Bitcoin, right? What kind of digital money are we talking about here?
Correct. We're talking about virtual currency specific to video games, and it can't be cashed out for real dollars and cents. And this money is used to buy an outfit for your avatar or a weapon or the opportunity to advance in a game more quickly than you would otherwise.
So I don't mean to sound like an old man shaking my fist at the clouds, but what do kids get out of this? Is it really more fun to spend money to make your Fortnite avatar look like Darth Vader when you could buy, you know, a real physical toy of Darth Vader instead?
Well, what you have to keep in mind is that kids spend a lot more time online than older generations, and it's very social. So when they're decorating their avatar to look a certain way, it's not just for their own personal enjoyment, but it's because they're interacting with their friends, and that's how they hang out. So they may still go to the mall or to the playground, but instead of having just a regular phone call, they might be chatting with one another in a virtual world like Roblox. And so they do care about how their character looks. And to them, it really matters because on a social level, they see one another, not as we do in the physical world, but they see each other's avatars. That's how they represent themselves. And so it matters in their eyes.
What does this mean then for conversations about money? Is it different from when I was little and my parents gave me, you know, $5 or whatever for doing the chores?
A lot of parents do see it as a learning opportunity because in most cases, the money isn't dollar for dollar. So $5 doesn't necessarily equal 5 Robux. So they have to do a little bit of math to figure out what they're getting for their money. And then they have to do the math of, well, if a certain item costs, say, 300 Robux, I have 500 Robux. Well, how much will I have left over? So it's important to them to know what they can afford and not afford. Or some games will say you complete this challenge, you will earn, you know, a certain amount of virtual currency. So they have to, again, do the math. Well, what will I get for this? And so parents see that as a way to give them a chance to figure out on their own what they can and can't spend. And when they run out of that money and they ask for more, well, the parents may say, sorry, but that was your allowance. But generally speaking, within the games, they have the responsibility to themselves to shop around for the virtual item they want, figure out how much it costs, how much virtual currency they'll have left over, and how long that will last them till the next time they get their allowance or birthday money or whatever it is. But it's really giving them a chance to have some sort of financial independence that we don't normally see in the real world.
So spending virtual money might be second nature for kids growing up today, but I can also imagine some parents might feel weird about it. And you report that a recent study in the UK found that some of the ways video games are monetized, like through loot boxes, can cause, quote, financial and emotional harm to kids and teenagers. What are some of the potential problems?
Well, the problem with so-called loot boxes, which are essentially like baseball cards, they come in blind packs, you don't really know what you're getting. So if a child doesn't get the item they want, they may be inclined to keep spending over and over and over till they get that item. And what the children don't often realize is that that particular item may be a rare one, and they don't necessarily understand the concept of odds, which is why some of the regulators and politicians and advocates compare this mechanism for making money to gambling. Also, bear in mind with virtual goods, you can't return it. It's not like when you go, you know, go to the Gap, you buy a shirt, it doesn't fit you, decide to return and get your money back. 9 times out of 10, you buy a virtual good, you cannot change your mind and get it back. And these are little learning lessons that can be very hard for kids. You know, to them, it's very emotional. And I've seen it firsthand with my own daughter.
What do experts suggest for parents who might be concerned about how their kids are spending their money online?
The general advice is to talk them through it. Spend a little time with them in the game and get an understanding of how it works and see how they do the shopping. And before they hit that buy button, talk to them and say, well, do you know how much virtual currency that you're going to have left after you make this purchase? Do you really want this item? Why do you want it? Help them think through the kinds of questions that we as adults normally ask and help them understand it. So one of the parents I spoke to helped the child understand that she had spent almost her entire allowance on one pair of virtual boots. So generally speaking, just sit down with the kids, have some fun and see what they're looking to buy and explain to them what's going on. And eventually they should catch on. Maybe as adults, we can't afford a pair of Louis Vuitton shoes, but in Roblox, maybe we can afford a pair and have a little fun for ourselves too.
Sarah Needleman covers interactive entertainment and social media for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Free Expression, a new podcast from The Wall Street Journal with me, Jerry Baker, editor-at-large of The Wall Street Journal. It's a podcast in which we're going to be trying to do something a little different, dig a little deeper into the issues behind the headlines that are in the news all the time. So please join me for my new podcast, Free Expression, with Jerry Baker at The Wall Street Journal. We're very much looking forward to really having some fascinating conversations, and I very much hope you'll join us.